I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, it's time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Lizette.
Morning, Lizette.
Good morning.
So, Lizette, we got the email about you suspect your boyfriend, right?
I do.
You think he's cheating. Is he a first-time offender or has he done this before?
He's never done it before, but I strongly feel that he's doing it now. We've been together for 4 years, you know, we live together. But, I will say that because my career's taken off, you know, over the last year, I've been really busy, and I haven't had a lot of time to spend with him. But I'll tell you, I'm supporting two people because he's not working right now, so.
Oh, okay.
So, I see how that happens. It happens to everybody, but if he would be cheating on me, that would just be
disrespectful.
Like, completely.
Absolutely. And I think that that's commendable. Independent woman, you are fabulous. I'm curious to know, though, like, is there anything in particular that's happened that's made you feel like he's doing something wrong?
Okay, so when I do get to spend time with him, he's on his phone. And also, we were in bed one time, and I saw that the name Derek had been texting him at like 3 a.m.
Hmm.
And I know his friends. I know all his closest friends. I've never heard of or met anybody named Derek before.
That would definitely make me suspicious. Like, who is this new mysterious friend? Especially texting you or feels comfortable enough to text you at that time of night.
Did you ask him who Derek was?
I did, and he says that, you know, it was just a friend of his from the gym. So then I wanted to find out who Derek is. So I asked Alexa. I said, Alexa, call Derek.
As in like the Amazon Alexa, the little machine that kind of just does stuff for you.
Oh, my God.
Exactly, yes. So Alexa started dialing.
Alexa, a little snitch. I don't trust Alexa.
I've never thought about doing this. Wow. Okay, tell us what happened.
So anyway, she starts dialing, and he's pacing around the room, like, seems very nervous. But then it just got picked up by a voicemail. It was one of those just computer voicemails, which you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman or whose it was. So that led nowhere. I just hung up.
So you could tell that he was uneasy about it, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Alexa's a snitch. All right, well, what we're going to do, we'll do the staycation setup. We're going to call your man up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And Anish, we're going to ask him one question.
Who would you like to bring with you on this free romantic stay?
I'm, like, very nervous about this.
I mean, if he does say someone else's name, are you still thinking about working it out, or?
We've been together 4 years. You know, I'm invested in this person. You know what I mean? Like,
Right. No, and I respect that, and I'm all about second chances, so I can't judge you for taking it back. And I know a lot of our listeners are going to be like, the hell's your problem? But
I don't know. When you've been supporting a man for this long and he decides that he needs to go find some other entertainment, there's like a different level of disrespect there. It's more than just loneliness. It's like, dude, you didn't even talk to me about this.
I'm hoping and praying that I'm wrong.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that too. Either way, we're going to find out what's happening. Just a few minutes, we're going to call him up. And regardless, we also have counseling services for whatever happens, okay?
Okay.
All right, Alexa, call Planned Parenthood.
We don't have Alexa in studio.
Oh. All right, so hold on right there. We're going to call him up and see how faithful your unemployed boyfriend is, okay?
Okay.
It's a staycation setup up next for Morning Mess. Okay, so we're back with staycation setup. Lizette, you let us know you suspect your boyfriend of 4 years of cheating on you because he's been getting late night text messages from someone that you kind of glanced over his shoulder named Derek, and you know for a fact he doesn't have a friend or a family member named Derek.
Right.
How sure are you that your unemployed boyfriend of 4 years is cheating on you?
You had to do that.
Okay, so first of all, I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with him because when I am with him, he's always on his phone playing, in quotes, games, you know, because he won't let me near his phone. And when I do get near it, he's already locked the screen.
Wow.
If there's nothing suspicious going on, why bother to do that?
Oh, right. I hate when people act sneaky for no reason. It's like, well, if you got nothing to hide, then what's going, like, why are you being sneaky about stuff?
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's give him a call. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. And hopefully he says you, Lizette, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's call Wes.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Wes?
This is Wes. Who's this?
Hi, Wes. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really awesome news for you. So it looks like you've been selected as the grand prize winner for our free romantic weekend giveaway. This includes a full weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We've also added our honeymoon package with that, and I'm calling just to confirm some details so we can get that reservation started for you. Do you have maybe like 30 seconds for me?
This is a... Free?
Yes, sir. That's correct. This is a grand prize that we are offering exclusively to you. We can conquer scheduling and all the other details in just a moment. I need to get the name of your guest first for us to get started, though. So I will take that down whenever you're ready.
I'd like to take Rosie.
What?
Hey, Wes.
Who the f*** is Rosie?
Before we answer that question, we do have to legally let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess. We're on Live 101.5 right now. That's your lady, Lizette, on the line who suspected you of cheating.
Is Rosie Derek? Is that who Derek is?
Why do you have me on live radio doing this?
Well, first of all, wake up.
For real.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you sound like you're... Are you high right now? Like, what's going on?
Listen... It's been tough, man. Like, she works all the time. I you know, I never see her. She doesn't pay attention to me anymore. You know, I'm just
so you decide to wake up, get high, and sleep with other women.
I'm supporting you, you ass. You said you understood. This is what you do to me. You punish me this way.
So here's a first. You're actually admitting that you are cheating on your lady, though.
Yeah, I'm admitting that.
Okay, you know what? I don't need this. You know what I mean? So if Rosie, maybe she wants to support your stupid s***, and Joey and Anish and Natasha, I just thank you so much for helping me out. I have the evidence now. Like, I know he admitted it.
Right, now
so,
you can move on. Tell Wes to put all his stuff in his shoebox and move out.
Somebody tells me that Lizette is way ahead of you.
I'm going to put that up for sale.
Oh,
there you go. All four of his things.
I need the new PlayStation. You guys have that?
You know what? You're welcome to come by and root through it and take whatever you want. You know what? And Wes, you asshole.
I want an Alexa. Can I get that?
Yeah, totally. Take the f***ing Alexa.
I don't think Wes cares too much anyways. He's just listening to this go.
Did he fall back asleep?
That answers why he doesn't have a job still.
Wes, are you there? Wes is higher than giraffe eyelashes right now.
Well,
he is so high. What is he does? Oh, he's packing up his shoebox of stuff and he's moving out.
Oh, my God.
All right. Lizette, well, we're glad we could help you. He seems like he's a, I don't want to say loser. He might be down and out, but he definitely seems high, doesn't care about anything, and you deserve better than that, hun.
You sure do. You're doing good at work and everything, getting promotions.
There you go.
Making that shmoney, girl.
There you go.
You want to be friends? Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. I mean, it's very upsetting. You know I'm going to probably cry my eyes out instead of
No, don't
out.
Do that. Do
it's
that.
Okay.
Well, you do get one day of crying it out and then move on after that. I will say that.
All right, let's give you Friday during the day and then come out with me to McFadden's Friday night.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
I'll get you a table with all you and your friends. I'll comp you a bottle. We're going to have a good time. How about that?
Oh, I would love that, for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lizette, can't wait to party with you tomorrow night.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. See, this is what a staycation setup is all about.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.